I wanted to remind you guys of something. I've said it before, but maybe it's been a little while, so I wanted to remind you. But you're special to God, and you're special to us. And so that's why we have this special time for you guys in the service, so that you can think about how special you are to God. So here's what I want you to think about. Imagine this is like a very pretty picture instead of just a piece of paper with words on it, okay? All right, very pretty picture. And I want to display this picture. So maybe I take it to the refrigerator, or maybe I take it to my wall, and I say, I wanna display this, so I'm gonna put it on the wall. And so I go, whoop. You see what the problem is? What's the problem? No. It's not going to stay, right? Let's try it over here. You sure? Should I give it a try? No. Oh, Oliver caught it, but it's still not going to stay, right? We need something. If we want a picture to stick to the wall, we need tape. Or if it's a refrigerator, what might you use instead? You might use a magnet, yeah, and maybe if you have like something made out of cork or something soft, you might do what? Or a bulletin board, what might you use to hold it to a bulletin board? Nails, usually I don't call them nails, I call them pins, yeah. Nails are a little bit overboard, Charlie, but that's all right. Yeah, you need something, right? Whether it be a nail or a pin or a piece of tape. Yeah, exactly. So the thing is, right, if we want something to stay together, we need something that's going to hold it together, right? So we've got this awesome thing called a relationship with God, right? God has brought us together with him. He's done it by sending Jesus to die on the cross to take away all of our sins, and then he created faith in our hearts, didn't he? Right? He came and he worked a miracle in our hearts so that we believe that Jesus is not just some guy, but our Savior. And that because of him, we'll be with God forever. And so we've been brought together with God. But what is it? What is it that's going to be the tape that holds us together with God? That's an interesting idea. Did anybody else hear what Liliana said? Can you say it a little bit louder, Liliana?
God's word.
God's word. Yeah, God gives us his word. And in his word, when we might forget that Jesus is our Savior, what does God tell us in his word? No, he really is. When we forget that our sins are forgiven, you know what God tells us in his word? No, you really are. When we forget, when things get kind of hard in life and things are really tough and we think it's always going to be hard and we forget that God has promised to give us heaven, do you know what God tells us in his word? No, you're really my child and you're really going to heaven. This is an amazing thing, right? So when we forget, or maybe we start to wonder if God really still loves us, God says in his word, No. I stuck you to me. I sent my son Jesus to die and rise so that you would never be separated from me. You're stuck to me. I'm going to keep on sticking you to me with my word. By continuing to tell you that I love you, by continuing to forgive your sins, by continuing to promise to bring you to heaven. That makes God's word pretty important, doesn't it? Right? That's the reason why we've got some older kids right here who are excited to share what they have learned from God's word today. But really, it can all be summed up in that same thing that you already know, right? Jesus loves me. He died for me. He rose for me. He forgave my sins. And someday I'll be with him in heaven. They'll tell us a little bit more in a little bit. But God's word is there so that you know those things, so that you stick to him and you don't forget it. So, you think we could pray to God and thank him for doing that with his word? Let's do it. Dear God, thank you for sending a Savior, Jesus, and thank you for giving us your word. Help us always to be stuck to you by faith and strengthen that faith through your gospel message. Amen. Thanks for coming up, guys. You can go